Hello and welcome to the award-winning Gaffer Tapes Fantasy Football Podcast with me, Tom, Ash.
Oh, hi.
And Craig.
Salam!
No, Craig's not. That's all right, you can say that. Craig's not here, ladies and gentlemen. He's in Turkmenistan.
Of course. That's so typical, isn't it? It's just like one of those things that always happens.
Yeah, it's just always just have it's to swan off to Turkmenistan to cover the Asian cycling.
Yeah, it's like just so such a common occurrence.
Yeah, always happens. Well, to be fair, Craig not being here is quite a common occurrence, unfortunately. But he's not usually in Turkmenistan.
No. Normally, in fact, but to be fair, he's normally in an Australian jungle.
Yeah, usually. One of the two. Yeah. Always find him in one of the two. But yes, so Craig isn't here, unfortunately. But me and Ash are the main two bloody lads.
Most importantly.
To talk you through game week 4, what happened from a football point, fantasy football point, who scored points, who didn't. Then in the middle section, of course, we're going to be answering your social media questions. And in the final segment, we will be covering game week 5, which is on Friday, baby.
Oh, early kickoff.
And then early. Well, it's early because it's Friday as opposed to Saturday.
So, correct. Well done.
Yeah. So if you want exchanges like that, keep listening. So yes. So let's cast our minds back to Saturday. City 5, Liverpool 0 was the big one, the big bad boy.
Oh yeah, first thing.
Thump. Absolute thumpage. Yeah.
Actually, with some of the Gafferazzi met up. A load of us went to the pub.
Did you?
Yeah. Invited you, but you didn't come down.
Oh. Yeah. Oh. I didn't know that. Did you?
I did, yeah.
Did you invite me?
I did.
Oh, I didn't know that. Well, you're a load of patrons to the podcast.
Yeah, exactly, Matt. Bloody lads.
Unbelievable.
We went to a pub that was serving Thai food. It was quite the thing.
What? Are you sure that's a pub? Did you all go to a Thai restaurant?
Yeah, you know the Duke of Connaught does.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, it's like...
Name drop. We should get some free noodles now.
Exactly. Mentioning them. It was very nice. And we watched the football and then pre-game, quite a lot of people speculating that probably... Liverpool were going to win because...
Probably Liverpool will win and Mane won't kick anyone in the face. I would say, let's put some money on that.
I think when that happened, Gafferazzi Joe Bloom, who I'm sure is a Liverpool fan, said, oh, as well as the commentator, Gary Neville, said, that's not a yellow card. That's a terrible refereeing.
Yeah.
Not a red, not a yellow. That's a perfectly fine challenge. And then they showed it from a few different angles. And then when it showed it from the reverse angle, it was just like a Mortal Kombat fatality.
Well, let's talk about that then, because that has split a lot of people. Mostly Liverpool fans saying, no, it's absolutely fine. And everyone else in the world saying, he kicked him in the fucking face. What's wrong with him? There was a lot of talk of it as he came up. He wasn't looking at the ball, but the keeper was looking at him and all this. Mane was looking at the ball. I mean, either way, it's a high boot and you've kicked matey in the face.
I think,
there's no way around it, mate.
I was thinking about it and I think, because you don't see it very often, I think that's why people aren't sort of used to it. Imagine if that you'd been the exact same tackle.
Yeah.
But it had been about 5 foot lower down and he'd done the same thing, same action, but it had hit the goalkeeper like on his standing leg.
Mm.
You know where you get those tackles where people slide in and they hit people standing legs and you get like break leg tackles.
Yeah, exactly.
Everybody will say, should have been a red card. But now he's done it, but hit him in the fucking face.
Yeah.
Like 6 foot higher. And it's not like the keeper wasn't like down on the ground.
Mm. No, it was quite interesting watching it all coming through on Twitter. Everyone saying, oh yes, that. And one of the best ones I saw, I don't know who it was from, they just wrote, what does Gary Neville know, the fat nonce? And that was my favourite tweet of the day. It was lovely. But yeah, so essentially, I mean, you know, City beat Liverpool 5-0. There was goals from the usual suspects, really. Aguero, Jesus, Sané got a couple. And a decent assists and points for KDB as well.
I think that's the big story, especially as I've got him in my draft team.
Yeah.
Fucking KDB is back. He was on fire.
We also got a lot of tweets from people that got rid of him because he hadn't been performing previous to that, really. And he was obviously quite expensive. We had so many people going, I'll take him out of the fucking team.
Oh, of course.
These are people that don't have the patience of a father. That's what it is.
Of course, I dropped Aguero this week.
Did you?
So that was good. That was very fucking annoying. But he's back. He was just like bossing it.
He was on fire.
Remember when, like, Gerrard was at his peak? And it was like he was really box to box, was just doing everything.
Peak Gerrard.
Yeah, he was like very much like that.
A widow's peak is that little bit of hair in the middle of your head, yeah. Which ironically, Steven Gerrard is very, very close to his eyebrows. His forehead is about an inch.
Is he a one head?
Between Steven Gerrard's eyebrows and his hairline is about an inch. He's got the longest hairline or shortest forehead ever. Stat. That's the first stat of the Tom and Ash special.
Bam.
I like the fact that the Ox goes from a team that loses 4-0 to a team that loses 5-0.
Oh, so he's conceded 9 goals.
Downgraded, bitch. Yeah.
To City in 2 games.
Can I say that again? I just went downgraded, bitch, like that, and it sounded quite cool. So
that's good.
Probably.
Bam.
Yeah. But does that mean, right, so City beat Liverpool 5-0. Liverpool beat Arsenal 4-0. Does that mean that we lose 9-0 when we play City? Is that the way it works? That's like Carol Vorderman shit.
Yeah, yeah. Next level.
Next level Carol Vorderman shit.
Stat number two.
Talking of Arsenal, back to winning ways. I say back to winning ways.
So this is the classic.
Second win of the season.
This is the classic game. We said last week, Arsenal were definitely going to win.
And we said, as always, what do we always say?
Always pick Welbeck.
Always pick Welbeck.
Simple he actually as that. Done a goal.
He done 2 goals, mate.
He did. That was obviously one of them was like super comedy, like in off his cock, like the shoulder, bam, hits the post, hits his face.
That's right. But you know, goal's a goal. And Lacazette, as we say, scored belter. Lovely goal.
Yeah.
Lovely goal from that boy. And back. I mean, I don't know if it is. I think it just came. Obviously, playing Bournemouth came just at the right time for Arsenal because Bournemouth have been terrible.
Yes, unfortunately.
Unfortunately, yeah, because obviously we're big fans of Bournemouth because of our best friend, Asmir Begovic. Go back and listen to episode 8 of Asmir Begovic's Season of Sport podcast here, me and Ash, giving out some more stats like that.
Yep.
I think Bournemouth are just having a bit of bad luck at the moment. But as an Arsenal fan, I must say, pretty happy with that. Begovic did make a cracking save from Ozil to deny Ozil.
Oh, yeah.
Could have been an Ozil goal then. Oh, yeah.
I know.
And obviously Sanchez came on late, made a little appearance, looked super busy straight away.
He looked super short. Who did he come on? He came on at the same time.
He's lost a lot of height recently. Yeah, everyone was like, he's put on weight.
Yeah.
He's not. He's lost height. Yeah. That's what it is.
I thought it was.
He had to cut a lot of height. You know how like fighters cut weight?
Yeah,
he just had to cut a lot of height.
No, he was trying to cut weight to get in the Man City squad. Cut height.
Yeah,
Man City
cut height. Squad. He was like, I can't cut weight. I'm pretty ripped as it is. I tell you what, I'll just cut a bit of height.
Well, he was like, well, if I go over there.
So his neck lowers.
Yeah, yeah. Like Silva's going to be really pissed off if I turn up and I'm all 6 foot tall.
Here's stat 3. He has the smallest neck. The smallest from his chin to his Adam's apple is it's actually 3 millimetres. Stat number three. So he looked pretty good, but I mean, can people bring Sanchez in? We kind of touched on this last week. I think if you have a secret sausage, he's the perfect secret sausage pick.
Yes.
We will be talking secret sausages later because we've had some huge secret sausage related news that has rocked the FPL world.
Yeah.
But stay tuned for that. So Brighton. They scored their first goal. It was their first win, but it was their first goal in the Premier League.
Ah.
Is that right?
No, probably not. But,
it was.
Was it?
Yeah. Yeah, it was. Yeah. That was their first goal this season. Therefore, forever.
Yeah.
In the Premier League. Step five. And it was Grob.
Yes.
Is it Grob? Is that a B? That's the main thing that I want to talk about in today's podcast.
It's a big B, yes.
Yeah, but it's not a big B.
It's not. It's Pascal Gross.
Gross.
Yeah.
So it's not a B. But what is it? What is that letter?
A bird.
That's the main thing, isn't it? It looks sort of like, do you know what I'm going to say? It looks a little bit like a bum.
I thought it looks more like a big B. Oh, actually, it looks a bit like a pregnant lady.
A pregnant lady.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe that's what it is.
Yeah.
Gross. Pregnant ladies aren't gross. They're bloody beautiful. Birth is natural, guys.
So we tipped him. Well, I don't know if we tipped him or we're just trying to figure out what his name was.
Pre-podcast.
Yeah. And he's done nothing. Oh, but he's actually gone. He's 5.4 million, I think.
Yes.
His price has actually gone down. He was such a small percentage pick.
Yeah. I think he had... a couple of bad... Yeah, he's only done 2, 2 and 3 before this mighty 18-point week. So I guess that's why. I guess maybe people bought him in, maybe just because of his name. And then got rid of him. But obviously, yeah, if you think that that's going to be... I mean, he did play well. And, yeah, got the 3 bonus points. So 18 points is decent for...
He hasn't gone up yet. So, although by the time this comes out,
it does sound like the sort of bandwagon that people like.
Yeah, it might be a little cheeky one to try and get the price radar.
Mm.
Or even if he's still at 5.4, to swap another one of your... if you need to bring in a player who's like 9.1, that kind of thing.
Yeah. Do a double transfer. There's a lot of that now, isn't there? Yeah, with your sort of 6.9s and your 7.1s.
Yeah, exactly.
What on earth can you do? What can a man do? I don't know, but talking of bandwagons, Higazi, that shit seems to have rolled off. Is that one of the shortest bandwagons ever?
Could be.
His price is still fucking big. It's big price. No, that's not what I meant to say. His price has gone up considerably. It's 4.7, potentially going up to 4.8.
Oh, still. Yeah.
So that is a considerable increase.
They do have... West Ham next game, so his price will probably
West
bounce
Ham,
back.
Then Arsenal,
although Watford. Actually I could see them conceding in the next couple of games. Actually,
yeah, maybe
they got West Ham.
I think it's just a little bit like Capoue last year. It's just one of them, you know. Yeah. Someone plays well for a few games and then you just forget about them, and then he'll probably have a couple of good game weeks here and there, dotted around. But that'll
I guess
be
if you picked him up early,
yeah, then you're laughing, isn't you? It's bench fodder.
Yeah,
but the problem there is you don't want to then not play him. When he does have a 15-point week or something.
Yeah.
Because that'll hurt. That'll hurt.
So Everton doing pretty well.
Everton, yeah. Well, the problem with Everton is they've just spent all that money, isn't it? It looks so much worse. I think normally you wouldn't really be thinking about it, but with all that money spent...
Yeah.
They lost 3-0 at home to Spurs.
They look fucking woeful.
Yeah. Sounded like you were quite upset then, but that was you just suppressing a yawn, weren't you?
That was, I literally, thinking about Everton made me yawn.
Did it?
That's how bad they are.
Harry Kane, back on the score sheet, 2 goals. Eriksen, again, I mean, you know, these boys, Davis, right?
Oh, shit.
Fire.
The bed.
The lad is on fire. But then, I mean, mental points this week.
Isn't he the highest scoring defender in the universe?
14 years, yeah. In the universe. Yeah. 14 points this week. 14 points in his first week and then 2 2-point weeks in between. So his price has gone up now. 5.7. It has gone up twice.
Oh, savage.
Yeah. Robbie Savage. Yeah, I mean, it's probably worth it. But then, you know, he could pull out another... He could pull out a string of 3 or 4 2 3-point weeks.
Oh, no.
But their run is now.
But they've got Swansea, West Ham, Huddersfield, Bournemouth.
In a row before... You know, Liverpool United, by then, you know. And what's that? A couple of home games, you never know. Playing at, you know, they got a bit of chat. Are they playing at Champions League? Are they playing home this week? We don't know, do we? There's no way to know. There's no way to know.
I think they are, but I hope
to... It's impossible to know.
To Dortmund, are they?
Yeah. Good shout. We do know.
Possibly.
So, I mean, that they are going to get, you know, more acclimatised.
We were saying this last week. We were talking about them and their easy run. Oh, I think it's
looking all right, isn't it? Well, mate, I've got
even
Kane.
At 5.7.
Kane,
it's still good,
I kept
isn't
Kane.
It?
Kane's price since we last spoke on the podcast, his price dropped.
Did it?
It actually dropped. Yeah, it dropped after we spoke on the podcast because I tweeted the next day. I think it maybe dropped that night, and I tweeted and said, "I can't believe you know that people got rid of it." I can't believe people got rid of him. I just said. Fair play, you know, if you did. But, I mean, as a Kane owner, that has just solidified the fact that I should keep him. Because it kind of forces your hand. If your price drops, you know, you don't want to get rid of him. And I was like, it's September, mate.
Yeah.
The old jinx is gone.
Yeah, and it has.
And I'm, again, reaping the rewards because I have the patience of a father.
Yeah.
The maturity of an adult.
2 years ago, you'd have just...
Years ago, I would have used my wildcard by now. But as it is, you know, I've got 2 free transfers and a mil in the bank.
Oh, yeah.
So, big time. Decent points. Trippier again, Eriksen, and then Kane. I mean, you know, how you can overlook that, lad. That's it. The floodgates will open, I think.
So, before we go into the next one, I think I'm cursed.
Okay.
First week, Captain Aguero, he scored. It's good. Then I captained Salah.
Okay.
Who didn't play.
Mm-hmm.
Then the week after, whoever I captained didn't play. But they came on for 1 minute, both of them. You know, when you come on, so you get 1 point.
Yeah.
It's happened again. 3 weeks in a row, my captain scored 1 point. So I had it on Morata, because it was their international break.
Mm-hmm.
Is that this? Yeah, it's just the international break. It's just finished, isn't it? I had it on Morata. I brought him in at the start of the break. Got rid of Aguero, brought in Morata. Had him captain. All the way up. On the way to the Gafferazzi meetup, on the train, I was thinking, oh, international break. Are they going to... Would they rest Morata?
Yeah.
So, they might do. So, I took the armband off of him. We'll come to who I captained in a minute.
Okay.
But, so,
as long as it
Morata...
Minus 2 points on that.
Oh, that had to be brutal.
Because that did happen. We've got some tweets about that. But, oh, so you didn't captain Morata, but Morata did score.
Obviously.
As did Kante. Obviously, you know, great footballer. But... notoriously terrible fantasy football pick.
Yeah.
Unless you're playing draft, of course. Goals from him, assists from Azpilicueta and Rudiger. But Vardy scores for Leicester. Just keeping, just ticking over with points, Vardy.
Yeah.
Just, it was like 3-4 for him, is it? Possibly. 1, 2, 3, 4. Good guess. But the thing was, I saw the game and it was... But Leicester didn't play bad. Leicester haven't played bad this season.
Yeah.
But they are in trouble.
Oh, yeah.
Aren't they? They're not, you know, they're just not getting... I don't know if it's just being unlucky again, but yeah, they didn't play bad. They could and should have won that game.
It's difficult, though. In like, home to Chelsea is not an easy game, is it? No. Who have they got coming up?
Who, Leicester?
Yeah.
Let's have a look.
Oh, they've got...
Not bad. Decent run. Huddersfield away, then Liverpool home, then Bournemouth, West Brom, Swansea.
Oh, I think...
Looking pretty green there.
Yeah, I think at the end of that run. So, Vardy's not a bad option then, is he? He's only...
No.
8.5,
yeah. So, I mean, if you have 8.5 or just slightly more, you know, then Firmino might be a better option. But if you literally just have 8.5, yeah, I don't think Vardy's a bad shout. Upcoming games?
Yeah. If you're going for a slightly more expensive third striker, or if you're going for...
See, I can't.
If you're going for Kane and then two mid-price ones.
Yeah, that's more of an option. Yeah, Kane or Lukaku.
Yeah.
And then two.
Yeah,
you know,
oh.
Possibly.
Lukaku.
Not for me.
But Kane, Vardy and Firmino would be good. I mean, fairly expensive, but...
Yeah, but well, it wouldn't be too bad.
No.
Wouldn't be too bad. Watford, Southampton.
So
let's... Oh, is this where you're going?
Guess who I captained?
Oh God, hang on. So it's someone in this game.
It wasn't
someone Southampton, was it?
Someone Southampton, and it's me.
You haven't got. Oh, Tadic.
Correct.
Oh, Tadk.
Oh, so Tadington. So I decided I'm always going to try and captain someone that's playing home.
You did say that.
Everybody in my team, was playing away from home, apart from Tadic.
Yeah,
and he seemed like the only person. He's not going to get rotated because Southampton aren't playing the Champions League.
Yeah.
Bam, gets rested.
Oh.
Double point. 3 weeks in a row, I've had double 1 point, captain.
It's terrible.
So annoying.
Oh, well.
On the other hand.
Have a little victory story about this. When we were doing James Doncaster's Patreon team last week, I said, Kiko Firmino. I said, bring him in.
You did.
My little tip. That wasn't my tip for the week. My tip for the week was actually Kane, which is equally... absolutely genius. But yeah, Kiko Firmino, I said bring him in. I said he's 4.5, he's had a couple of really, really good weeks. Well, bang, he not only gets a clean sheet this week, he gets a an assist and a couple of little bonus points, 11 points this week. So I look like the sort of bloody genius that I am. And yeah, 4.5, his price is set, I think, to go up, although he's gone yellow, so that might be why it hasn't actually gone up yet.
Oh, yeah.
Because he has gone yellow, I don't quite know what's wrong with
that. I'm surprised his price, it's mad that his price hasn't gone up already.
4.5, yeah.
That he's...
He's had 2 8-point weeks in a row, and then an 11.
Ah.
And his price hasn't gone up. That's why I looked at it, and I thought, do you know what, this is mental.
Although...
8 and an 8. 11, yes please.
They are at home to Man City next week.
We're all at home to Man City next week, mate. Don't worry about it.
Yeah.
But yeah, so...
But still for 5.4, you may as well get him, like, rest him this week.
Yeah, I might do.
Yeah.
Still got 2 transfers. That's the one transfer I made in, like, 2 weeks.
Is it?
It was Scott Dan out, Kiko Firmino in.
Oh, so, that's fine.
Absolute.
Oh, bloody... of course. I've got
legend, don't I?
Yoshida as well. Who's been binned off for Southampton.
He has, yeah.
My team has fallen apart.
Oh. Maybe time to wild card. Yes. Stoke 2, United 2. United conceded for the very first time and then second time. Chopu Moteng. He is set to go up in price as well. Yeah, yeah, big time, that's what I said. He scores twice from midfield against United. Yeah, potential for that lad. Maybe, I don't know. Again, it's an instant bandwagon. His price has gone up for United. Rashford scored. I mean, did you see the goal? Just like you said about Welbeck, come off his dick. It just came off.
Oh, Rashford's classic.
It was, yeah. I mean, it's Pogba's goal, really, wasn't it? Let's be honest.
But, oh, it's, of course it did. About who where he lashes it and it hits like the back of his head or something.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Oh, but I've got Rashford in draft league, which everyone laughed at, and he's a fucking welder in it.
Oh yeah, well, he scored twice in a row.
Yeah. So I think actually that was really an inspired bit of placement. Mm. Like if he hadn't been there. It's all about, you've got to get in these positions. Like, if he hadn't been stood there, the ball wouldn't have hit him in the face and wouldn't have gone in.
Yeah.
So.
That's it.
Exactly.
Yeah, exactly. Well, it is.
So, really, they should count him as the. It should be. He should have got the assist for it as well.
The assist and the goal. And it's probably like a clean sheet or something as well. Yeah,
exactly.
And obviously, a goal from Lukaku there. So, the assist counts for Pogba. You know, decent points for Pogkaku. Someone who I'm quite interested in the next game, Burnley 1, Palace 0. Obviously, we'll talk about Palace, but Wood. Little Wood. That was only his second game. 2 goals, 2 games for the boy. Chris Wood is 6.5 mil. Yeah, like I say, 2 goals in 2 games. It's a very mixed bag, his upcoming fixtures. Red, green. Liverpool, Huddersfield, Everton, West Ham, City, Newcastle. So it really is... You know, decent, they're not. But, I mean, Liverpool can concede. Chris Wood can score against Liverpool.
If
home to Huddersfield after that.
6.5 million. Yeah, it's mad. If he was a bit cheaper, like your classic Burnley defender, you know, like some sort of 5 or 4.5 where you can rotate him in and out.
Yeah. Well, he is a striker.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, of course he is. I'm so confused, yeah. Oh, in that case, he's mega cheap, isn't he? Sorry.
Yeah, were you thinking he's well expensive? 6.5 for a Burnley defender.
Yeah.
Stat number 6.
Yeah.
That Chris Wood is a striker.
Chris Wood is a striker. So he's well good as a third striker.
Yeah, definitely. Well, I am someone who has Gabbiadini. Now, I'm keeping Gabbiadini for the next game because I believe, unless I'm very much mistaken, that Southampton are playing Crystal Palace next. Now, I'm going to keep Gabbiadini for that game, but then after that, I'm going to put Wood in.
Yes.
I think, and save myself 0.5, although by then maybe 0.4. Because Palace, they're playing Palace. Obviously, Burnley just played Palace. Palace, rudderless, currently.
No. Oh, well, yeah.
Currently. I mean, it looks like Roy
is he came out there about an hour ago.
Oh, did it?
Saying that he's basically got the contract, he just hasn't signed it yet.
Okay, can't find a pen.
Can't.
Bloody knew it.
It is mental that they fired De Boer.
Yeah, so after 4 games... apparently, I heard that they decided a couple of weeks ago it was going to happen.
How?
Which is even more mental.
That can't be right.
He was the manager of Inter for like 85 days. He's been the manager of Palace for less than that. Like 70 days or something.
So I think he was it 7 games in charge of Inter?
Mm.
Something like that. And I think
he was in charge of Inter, really.
I know. Well, because he did really well in the Dutch league.
Ajax, wasn't it?
Yeah, and then... Everyone was saying, oh, it's so funny because he got sacked from Inter and that's going to hang over him forever. Mm. At least that's not going to happen here.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't understand why. I mean, everyone said it. The whole thing was they wanted to change their style of play.
Yeah.
And they've had some injuries. We were talking about they're going to get Zaha back soon.
Mm.
And they looked really good against Burnley. Did you see Burnley's goal?
Mm. Chris Wood, he's a defender, 6.5 mil. Really expensive.
Where the so obviously I've made the same mistake that the Palace striker made.
Yeah.
When he played it back through to Wood.
The Palace striker. Who was it? Benteke?
No, what's it, Son they've got? They one of their new strikings. One of De Boer's signings.
Yeah.
Played a perfect back pass
to
the keeper, wasn't it?
Yeah.
But it was more like a through ball to Wood.
Mm.
So I think he got the same thing as me. He thought, he's this new Palace defender. Played a through ball to him.
Yeah.
And then he just scored instantly. But So, like, you can't really account for that happening.
No.
And then they nearly scored loads, so
that's yeah. I mean, it was mental. Anyone that doesn't think that was crazy. And apparently, Hodgson's new contract, it says something about he gets a bonus if he keeps him up. So, all he needs to do there, that's not really setting your sights very high. It's like, all he's thinking is just finish 16th.
Yeah.
Just finish 16th.
Yeah, or really weird,
17th.
Yeah.
Technically.
Just
finished 16th or 17th.
It shows your ambition. You're yeah, more ambitious.
Exactly. I'm more ambitious than Roy. Roy's thinking, nah, mate. Nah.
You're literally more ambitious than the whole Palace board.
Yeah.
Kabay came back. I think he'd been out injured.
Yes.
And got 1 million bonus points.
1 million?
Yeah, well, I mean, he got one, but
one,
he was like really like high in the bonus point system.
Mm.
And he's a good one for draft. He might be able to. In our one.
Ah, yes. Yeah. Because that would be something. I don't know if anyone will have Kabay.
I had him and dropped him, so he's probably...
Ah, okay. Ah, fantastic. Good shout. Then Swansea 0, Newcastle 1, Lascelles. he was quite highly picked at the start of the season. When we're getting people tweeting us their teams, everyone had him.
Yeah.
I think Craig tipped him as well at the start of the season. Maybe that's why everyone jumps on that bandwagon. But he's not overly picked now. 1.7%, 4.5 mil. I mean, yeah, decent 15 points this week, 6 points last week because of the clean sheet. But I don't know if it's really that. I think there are better 4.5 mil.
Oh, strikers.
Defenders out there, potentially.
Oh, my God. I'm looking
at are you mental? Are you actually mental? It's one of me, Craig. Yeah. I mean, he'd be the cheapest striker by like £2 million. If he was, yeah. So don't put him up front. That's the main thing. Always the same.
Oh, you should be able to do that. You should be able to play players wherever you want.
Yeah. That'd be interesting. I don't know how that would affect anything.
Well, every week there. Just be funny. Everyone would have their strikers in defence.
Yeah.
Like 30,000 points.
Yeah. And then finally, mate. Something for you to be happy about. West Ham 2, Huddersfield 0. West Ham win.
We did 2 goals and everything.
2 goals. IU, should be IU 2 goals for IU, should it not? Everyone was saying that the IU, it was again, I think it was one of them.
Oh, mega. Well, it took a mega. No, it wasn't. Obiang took a shot and it hit someone's back.
Yeah.
And deflected the wrong way and went in.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, so it shouldn't have been IU's. No, it just shouldn't have been.
I think it was obvious. Oh, okay. Yeah, that went.
I must say, I didn't see it.
It was so they played really well, and we were playing super long ball, just like punting up to Carroll. So Carroll's back.
Yeah,
we were hitting it up to him, and Huddersfield completely kept us out. And then it's like a complete freak. Someone takes a shot, hits someone's back, and then goes in the opposite corner.
Yeah,
and that sort of crushed them a little bit.
But yeah, so Huddersfield lose for the first time this season. Yeah. You break the unbeaten run, smashed it, absolutely smashed it. Yeah, fair play. You feeling confident about that? Bilic safe for a little bit now, potentially?
I don't know. You know, I talk about this a lot, about whether you can see someone's strategy.
Mm.
I don't know what ours is at the minute. We've got, when Carroll's there, it's okay. And, like, I think Cresswell probably a good pick on this, and definitely in draft.
Yeah.
We're playing it. Like either hitting it from a bit deep to him or coming up, but we haven't got anyone to replace him, and he's always injured.
Mm.
I don't know why we don't buy like Peter Crouch.
Yeah,
and then when Carroll's injured, at least replace him like for like.
Like for like, someone tall.
Yeah,
some gangly sort of reprobate.
Yeah,
that's true. Yeah.
So that's the scores.
That is the scores. Yes, let's do the top 10 in our league. You can still join the Gaffer Tapes League. Absolutely huge now. Trying to find where people's teams are is an absolute fucking nightmare. But yeah, join our league on the FPL site. The pin is 1072-420, or just go to thegaffertapes.com/join and that will automatically join you if you're logged in. Let's go to the top 10. In at number 10, Brandon Clark, Glory Hunters. Number 9, Reese Moffitt, Cherno Tango. This is where we need Craig. Some of these names. Number 8, Hrishines, from Hrishken Bard. 7, Show Me the Mane, Ernesto Gamio.
Gamio!
6, Diamond Dog Steve Ramsey. 5, Fritzl Palace Jamie Withers, who was our manager of the month for August.
He's had a shocker.
And literally today, I sent him The gift, the special prize, literally is in the post to him as we record this. Special.
So he, wait a minute, so he only scored 33 points this week.
Yeah.
Oh, maybe he's got a similar sort of team to me.
Yeah, it's a bad week, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, he's got Chicharito, Rooney.
Yeah.
Or Salah. Oh, no. Nightmare.
But yeah, so those boys, these boys are all no-click wankers, obviously. Top four, Veiled Banger, Nick Henry. Number three, David Cooper, Amakochi, if you can. Excellent. Number two, La Furia, Gary Suero. Oh, terrible. I'm butchering all your lovely names. And top of the league, Rebecca Holder, Hope Solo FC. She was up there last week, wasn't she? And then very quickly, just before we go on, talk to
Manager of the Month.
Manager of the Month currently.
Manager of the Month for September is...
No, well, no, it hasn't happened yet.
No, currently?
Yeah, currently, yeah. I was going to say. I'm literally just giving the August prize out today. So I'm not giving another one out. Yeah.
Currently, the Manager of the Month for September is... my God, is the son, David Moyes.
It's David Moyes?
That's what his name is.
Wow. So is it actually David Moyes? I've noticed there's a Niall Quinn in our...
Is there?
Yeah, there's a Niall Quinn. There's a David Moyes.
He's got he's got a team that people would have picked at the start of the season and then have probably abandoned. I wonder if he's still playing because he's got Kane, Lacazette, De Bruyne, Walker, Kante, Kolasinac, Lloris.
Wow.
Nice.
Maybe. And then our positions. Big T-Dog. I'm daddy of G-Wing again. Well, nice. There at the top. Daddy of G-Wing. I had a massive 61-point week up to 148th. I didn't work out the click wankerism. What's that?
Three
click wanker. Ash.
Oh, wait a minute. Is if you're on the front page, you're
no click. You're no click wanker.
Two.
Yeah, two click.
Yep.
Ash, 171st. Three click wanker.
Yeah,
36-point week. Craig, 790th. I'm not even trying to work that out. 39-point week. And he can't put that down to being in Turkmenistan because I saw that he made his transfer. Then a few others just before we go. Dominic Monaghan is 106th.
Imagine if Dommy Mons won the league.
Oh, imagine that. Well, he's having a belt. 106th in the Gaffer Tapes League. Asmir Begovic, 705th in the Gaffer Tapes League. Still beating Craig, mate. Don't worry about it. Marcel from Love Island, 1,467th in the Gaffer Tapes League. I was messaging him today. He's very keen to come on. He's currently in Las Vegas. He's very keen to come on the podcast.
I'm very keen to go to Las Vegas.
Do a swap. We'll transfer you out. And then, finally, I was just about to say the second biggest feature in British broadcasting, but we forgot to do the first biggest feature in British broadcasting. Maybe we'll do that in the next bit. But yeah, so the second biggest feature in British broadcasting is, of course, it's Tom Davis versus Tom Davis. Tom Davis from Murder and Successville, 456th in the Gaffer Tapes League. Tom Davis, not from Murder and Successville, 506th in the Gaffer Tapes League. It switched again.
Tom Davis from Murder and Successville is actually in the lead in the Davis Cup. It's unbelievable.
That's amazing. I have sorted out some guests for the podcast. I was actually messaging Tom Davis from Murder and Successville today as well. And he's currently shooting on location. And he was saying obviously that he's going to come on the podcast later, and I was like, you are smashing fantasy football. He was like, yeah, cheers, because he's obviously one of those people that definitely takes really good notice of it and really into it at the start, and then as soon as it starts going wrong he sort of drops off. But I was like, yeah, keep going mate. So yeah, 456 plays, 506, that's heating up. And thus concludes a sort of extra large first section, very in depth. There's at least six stats in there.
We'll be back for the second half.
Gaffers, gaffer men, men who gaff. Men who do gaff things. Hi, it's Dom. You may be able to hear the excited tones of the Champions League behind me. Manchester United 2-0 up against Basel. Basel are giving it a good go, but, you know, United just too high quality. Pogba limped off with an injury, as everyone knows at this point. I don't know why I'm talking about past history. But anyway, gaffers, what's up? Lovely start to the season for everyone. I'm sure you'll be able to see me languishing as a one-click wanker somewhere. I think I'm something like 79th in the Gaffer League. Best I've ever been. So I'm going to toot my horn a little bit. Lascelles, that was my guy last week. He saved my week. I got 20 points out of Lascelles or something like that. Hope you guys are all well. Looking forward to maybe getting in the studio with you guys some point in the season if that works out. Certainly sending you some more audio notes. But I have a question that I think a lot of people would have this question every so often, so I'm going to ask it. This is just, it's not really a question for me, it's a question for everyone else. Who would be your top picks for a cheap extra defender, a cheap extra midfielder, and a cheap extra attacker so that you can have the rest of your defence, the rest of your midfield, and the rest of your attack as strong as you can get it. So, case in point, if you have Lukaku and Kane, who do you think is the next best attacker? And if you have stars in the midfield, who would you plug up the holes with in your last position? Hope you guys are all well. I think I'm sending lots of love to Ash, obviously. That's my guy. That's my real guy over there. And I think Tom's in Australia making I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here, and Craig has gone on holiday with his girlfriend's dog. Is that right? Something like that. Anyway, guys, love the show. Best fantasy football podcast out there. Sending you love. Talk to you later. Bye.
Hello and welcome back to the award-winning Gaffer Tapes Fantasy Football Podcast with me, Tom, Ash.
Hi, Craig.
And Craig. Craig's not here, unfortunately, ladies and gentlemen. He's still in Turkmenistan. But you just heard then from the return of Dominic Monaghan.
Return of the King.
Oh, legend. Nice. Yeah, Dommy Mons. For anyone who sort of is a relatively new listener, Dom used to send us a voice clip nearly every week. And he's had a little break for a while, probably been filming or something, known him.
Yeah.
Bloody nutter. But he's returned with a lovely question, which I would like you to answer, Ash. We just had a little look, didn't we, about like sort of cheapest possible defenders, midfielders and strikers that are still decent point scorers.
Because
you could literally just do what I have always done and just organise and buy price and just pick the lowest.
Yeah, so definitely don't do that.
Do that.
Especially, so there must be quite a lot of people that listen to this that are pretty new to fantasy football as well.
Mm.
Even some of the Gafferazzi, this is like their first season.
Yeah.
So that's one of our big tips, is have your bench with actual players. Like, so
yeah,
at the minute,
best to,
I'm trying to get rid of one of the Swansea defenders that I love and that I always put in my team.
Carroll.
No, but he doesn't play. Angle Wrangle.
Wrangle.
Yeah, and he's like 20% picked or
Wrangle
was.
Berries. So yeah, he was at the start because... So the cheapest defender you can pick up is 4 mil.
Yeah.
He's one of them. Exactly. And he was in, I think he might still be in one of my secret sausage teams.
Yeah. But now he's not playing, it's pointless.
Yes.
So it's obviously got a finer time where you can transfer him back out again.
But all you need to do is add a little 0.5 mil to that and you're actually going to get some actual scoring defenders like the aforementioned Kiko Femina, Tommy's tip.
Yeah.
Get your tips out.
And he's only a 1.5% picked.
He's 1.6%. He's yellow at the moment. I think that's the only reason that stopped him from going up and going up in price, as we said. But yeah, he's 28 points, second highest defender in the game, Kiko Femina. And also, you noticed, Ash, down there, Clark, Newcastle defender.
Yeah.
Again, 4.5 mil, only 2.4% picked, and you're looking at 24 points so far.
Yeah, considering Hegazi has gone up 4 pips.
Yeah.
So he started at 4.5. He's now nearly 5. He's got 25 points. And Clark, who's still 4.5, is on 24 points.
Yes.
And Newcastle, I don't know if we talked about it earlier, have got a couple of easy games. Stoke and Brighton, so not that easy, but they haven't got a mega difficult run like some of the other teams have.
Yeah, you, I mean, you still can't go wrong, really, with Huddersfield defenders, to be fair. I don't think that losing to Newcastle, to West Ham, is going to be, like, hugely detrimental.
No,
I still think they're going to get decent points.
I think you could swap them in and out. Like, if you've got a really cheap defender, like, normally what happens is people have, like, three premium defenders, you know, about the 5.5, 6 mil.
Yeah.
And then two that are 4.5.
Mm.
And then you rotate those guys.
Yeah, like, it's kind of what I'm doing.
Yeah, in at one of the spots, because you hardly ever play more than three at the back anyway.
Yeah.
But don't pick someone. Don't go all the way to pick a 4 mil that's never playing.
Mm.
Try and give yourself options.
Kind of what I did.
Week.
I picked Rosenoir.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
Who has I think scored 1 point all day, but just because he's 4 mil. But then I've got so many bloody transfers, mate. Just probably get rid of him. Yeah. Midfield heirs.
There's not a lot to choose.
What were we
from?
Saying? We did. Oh, I know. You got a boner when we talked about this just then.
Oh, my God. Moy from Huddersfield is 5.7 mil. He's got 21 points, so he's not scoring mega points, but that still puts him easily in the top 10 midfielders.
Yeah, he's like top 8.
But especially if you're playing draft, like, and double especially.
Mm.
If you're doing Tonga.
Especially.
Yeah. Hay is like wild good. He's especially at the weekend. Good. And then they even lost. Mm. He is like.
He did look very good, yeah.
He is like De Bruyne, basically. Mm. It's sort of the same.
It's very similar.
Yeah.
Very similar people. He's known as the De Bruyne of the North.
That's
<isn't he?
laughs> exactly what I thought. He's really, really good. So I get him in. Like, he's going to.
You can go, I love him.
I like, basically, I do. He's this year's Tadic. So, I mean, it's basically, I've ruined his career.
Wow.
But so, Moy, especially if you're playing draft, but I think he's a good pick at 5.7.
Yeah, that's
decent. You can rotate him in. Obviously, Pascal Gross.
Mm-hmm.
Or little Bobby Grobbins.
Because I've got Matic, and he's just going to be constantly 3 points, 3 points, 3 points
season.
I'm going to get rid of him because I'm maxed out of United players as well, and I want to get another in. So I've got to get rid of him.
I think some teams are playing people in the holding midfield role that actually aren't holding midfielders necessarily.
Yeah.
So I think that's where Moy plays and Fabregas. So. Both of them playing that same role, but they're not the same type of players as Kante.
Yeah.
So you can pick a holding midfielder, but he can't be one who plays like it, if you know what I mean. He can't be the guy who just sits back and defends.
Yeah. Okay, that's good. And then striker-wise,
to wrap this up
for Domi Mons, Wood, 6.5, but then you've got...
No, they said striker, not defender.
Oh, there we go. Toma Hemed from Brighton. Decent points as well. He scored, decent points. I mean, he has just scored the once, goal and assist in the last game, and not much, but them sort of Brighton fixtures are looking all right.
Yeah.
A lot of greens coming up. He's 4.9 mil. Obviously, he's gone down a pip from 5.
So that's
0.8%. That is really is like ultimate cheap striker. You will not find a striker in the game cheaper than 4.9. So I think the cheapest was always 5, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah. He's not bad. If he's still 4.9 when you look at the game, he might be worth getting in just because he'll price will rise to 5 and you've got yourself a little cheeky pick.
It may very well happen because of only for the fact that he's just coming off an 11-point week and then people are looking at it going, fucking hell.
Yeah, and they've got some good games coming up. So if you've got two mega people, you're hardly ever going to play your third striker anyway.
No, two mega people.
To make Howard Wood, everybody's favourite, Tammy Abrahams.
Yeah.
Still got to be a good
crazy little man. Just the one goal for Abrahams. Yeah. If you're keeping up on our bet with the Suns Dream Team podcast, it's still Abrahams 1, Dwight Gayle 0. So they're going to owe us a stapler and some tangerines.
Yeah.
Come the end of the season. Tammy Abraham 5.5. So yeah, could very well come through. Ayoze Perez, again, is another cheap option. Not really much sort of points-wise from him. So, yeah, Dom, I hope that answers your question, mate. To be fair, he's like you said, I think he may have sent that before he's checked the recent league because he was like, One Click Wanker 79th. He's like 102nd or whatever we said just then. So I'm guessing he did that before he looked at the updates after the Monday night football.
That is probably like 1 point or something. Like
well, and to be fair, he's in America. It's like because of the exchange rate.
Oh, I see. That's how it works. Yeah.
But yeah, thanks very much, Mr. Dominic Monaghan. And so it's time for our regular social media questions. In first, with a little section, goes a little something like this.
Now it's time to reply to the nerders on the Facebook page. Facebook.com/thegaffertapes.
Gaffertapes. Let's answer some questions. We got a question from James Bennett. He said, is Lukaku delivering enough points for his price, or is Morata a better option? That's a decent question. Obviously, everyone, I mean, Lukaku is smashing it points-wise, but then, yeah, points to pounds. If you worked out points to pounds between, you know, let's say Lukaku and someone slightly cheaper midfielder, like, fucking hell, I can't think of anyone.
Cheaper, well.
Yeah, like him and a slightly cheaper midfielder compared to Morata and the most expensive, you know, Morata and Eriksen compared to...
Yeah.
Do you see what I mean?
Yeah.
It's probably something we could have done, could have worked it out, maybe made a spreadsheet.
I think he is... God, he's gone up to 57% pick.
That's huge.
But I've still got him in my team.
Yeah, and Morata has scored more points.
Yeah.
30 points, but then Lukaku did miss out, you know, with the old missing the penalty. He scored in every game bar that.
Yeah. I think he is. I think he's still making his points because strikers are so expensive generally. So he's the same. He's around the same price as Aguero. He's a million less than Kane. So he's still, or you know, still value. He's still got more points than all those.
For me, as someone who's got both, we actually got a tweet about this as well. But as someone who does have both, I just can't see a time when I'll get rid of either of them unless they get injured, because I just think they just haunt you. If you can work a decent enough team around those two, Kane and Lukaku, I think you're set. Morata does look interesting, definitely.
I think the one thing about Lukaku is, if you swapped Lukaku for Morata, probably over the course of the season, I expect in the end Lukaku will end up scoring more points.
Yeah.
But it's not going to be loads.
It's
not going to
be drastic, is it?
Yeah. No. But you'll save yourself a mil and a half, and it'll free up an extra Man United slot. So the Man United defence, I think, is going to be pretty strong. Although I think that every year and they fuck me over.
No, that's true.
So I would say that's the main reason. If you're looking to upgrade your defence, or you need an extra Man United spot, say you've got
Pogba.
Yeah, exactly.
Lukaku and a defender.
Maybe go this week, get in Morata, get rid of Lukaku. It's going to give you some extra cash. And then maybe next week, reinvest it, and you've got two free transfers.
Yeah, that's not bad.
Especially if you haven't got Pogba.
Yeah, we've got a very similar question on Twitter. We're not doing Twitter questions, but we've got one from Edward Pickford saying sort of similar. And he did tweet us a question the other week, which I didn't read out, unfortunately. But yeah, he kind of said, yeah, Kane, Lukaku, or both. Like I say, I've got both, Kane and Lukaku. I've managed to, you know, jig a decent team around it. So, you know, you can maybe do the same. Maybe you can be like me and do the same. I don't know, but yeah, no, that's that is a good question. Money wise, money to points, yeah. Could you free up that extra 0.5 mil, 1.5 mil, and invest it in your midfield? Interesting, très intéressant. David Simmons, he says, Ozil, do we bin him or bum him? Oh, he created the most chances. No, I wasn't. Sorry, it was the first time I'd read that. Ozil, do we bin him or bum him? He created the most chances, but no points. Bin him or bun him? Bun him. I don't know. Yeah, why? He might hit a bit of form if they all become a little bit happier over there at Arsenal. If maybe Sanchez starts doing all right, we start progressing up the table. But he hasn't really done anything at all.
I'm really surprised.
Steady 2 point weeks, isn't it?
That there's anybody that's got him. How many?
2.4% picked. 9.5. No. See, so for 9.5, you could have Dele Alli or Eriksen.
Oh, my God. Get rid.
Eriksen or Dele Alli for 9.5.
Yeah, I was saying last week, I feel sorry for him.
Oh, no. No, bum him was a good one, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Bin him and then bum him. Fuck it. Why not? Bum him while he's in the bin.
Love it.
While he's caught in the bin. Yeah. His head stuck in
the
bin.
Oh, my God. You'd be getting 1.2 mil back, and you could swap him for Pogba or Mkhitaryan.
Yeah.
Or you could still get Salah and have half a mil.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Straight swap for Dele Alli.
Yeah.
Ericsson is a little bit more expensive now, but
yeah.
So, I mean, Mane. I mean, I know Mane is obviously, you know, on a ban for quite a while. And we do have some Mane related questions, but Mane, you could have Mane for the same price as Ozil, and you know, as things stand, that sounds ridiculous, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who would you have?
Oh, round to dinner.
Who would you rather have in your, like, if you
mouth? You can't say that.
If you could, well, I don't even know why I'm asking this question, because it's obvious who you go for.
What? Would you rather have at Arsenal, Ozil or Mane? Definitely Mane. Mane's on his suspension. I'd rather have Mane. No. I'm not one of these Ozil haters.
What about Moy or Ozil?
No, Ozil. I would still have Ozil. What I do think he is class. Yeah, still Ozil.
Really?
Yeah.
What about Ericsson?
That's tough as an Arsenal fan. I'm going to say Ericsson.
Dele Alli?
I hope that none of the...
They've all seen you in your Tottenham shirt.
Yeah. Well, which is true, unfortunately. I'd have Dele Alli. I would. He's a lot younger and, you know, not as stroppy, even though he does pop the old middle finger up. Should we do some tweets, mate?
Yeah, in a little feature we like to call...
Tweets for my tweet!
Who's asking?
Who is asking?
I think we've nailed down now that is.
Well, yeah.
It's easy to change.
Spent ages Googling it one time, didn't we? Craig was like, hurry up, guys! Gotta get off to a small Muslim country!
I don't know if it is.
Isn't it?
Don't know.
I know that a lot of stuff's illegal. So I sent a little message to Craig and Ash, and I went, lads, can one of you ask for Facebook? Because I don't have a Facebook page. I went, lads, can one of you ask for a Facebook questions for the podcast this week? Craig went, I can't because Facebook is banned in Turkmenistan, baby.
So it's near Afghanistan and Iraq, famously stable countries.
Mm.
But I think it's like an old Soviet thing. I think it might be really Russian.
Really? Yeah, incredibly Russian.
We'll find out.
Depends if Craig comes back sort of talking in a Russian accent with a little bottle of vodka and a bearskin hat.
Exactly what I expect.
Relatively Soviet.
Yeah.
Kevin Sears, at Kev Sears, I think might be a new tweeter. He says, with Mane out, is it time to move to a premium forward three? If so, who would you recommend is a good 6 mil midfielder?
Midfielder.
Oh, we were just talking about midfielders. But yeah, that's not the worst idea, actually. If you did have Mane, because we had a lot of questions on various social media platforms about Mane. Should I get rid? Should I not? Someone was like, I absolutely have to get rid of him. What should I do?
I think it's an easy swap for Salah, isn't it?
Yeah, it's just a straight... Yeah, you could just do a straight swap. Oh, if you haven't got Dele Alli, get Dele Alli.
Yeah.
Because I'm sure that these people can't. You can't have two non-pro... Oh, or to be fair, if you don't have Dele Alli, there's no way you've got Dele Alli, Ericsson, and...
No.
And Mane. So, one or the other.
Or surely. Either of the two.
That wasn't his question, was it?
What was it?
6 mil midfielder, because he wants to get mega strikers.
I'm not sure about the... three mega striker thing.
Yeah.
Because I guess you'd go for... who would you go for?
Firmino, probably, is your third. Which is quite an expensive third.
Yeah, so
if
you've
got Kane and Lukaku, or something.
I've got Lukaku, Morata,
yeah.
And Firmino, which is pretty good.
You can pretty much
always play them.
Yeah.
And their prices go down each one. But that's still... You could still then get Pogba, Salah and Alli in your midfield. I think more... There probably is a good 6 mil...
Chopper Moting.
Yeah.
5.5. If he hits a bit of... Well, he obviously has hit a bit of full.
Yeah. Hesse is a striker, so that doesn't help. No, he's a midfielder, isn't he?
Midfielder.
Yeah, 6 mil.
Yeah.
Could work out.
Could be. Yeah, yeah. There are options, definitely, yeah.
But yeah.
Then, you know, do you want to lose that money and then think, oh, shit, I can't get money back?
I tell you what, I don't know how much he is. He was 6.9. Fabregas.
He played really well, actually.
Yeah.
Again, I don't know if you know, these returning sort of Chelsea midfielders are going to, you know, keep him out of the team a little bit, and he's not playing 90 minutes, but he still almost got an assist.
If you're, it's not going to give you loads of money to spend, but it depends if you're wildcarding or not. But if you could get in Fabregas, that's still going to save you a mil and a half from Mane, isn't it?
Yeah,
which might give you enough to strengthen your strikers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah, good shout. Barnaby Jones EZEWZWY. He said, Ben Davis got 90 points last year. He's on 32 now. Are we looking at the next 7+ defender in season 18/19? Maybe. And for some reason, that tweet was really popular. Like, everyone just keeps, like, favouriting it for hours and hours and hours. So I guess people just searching Twitter for Ben Davis. But, yeah, he's looking good, the lad.
Yeah.
Top scoring at the moment. But then I worry about Tottenham defence, because it's one of them. It will be hit or miss. And maybe over the course of the season, it'll be decent points.
Do you reckon? Oh,
5.7.
No. 5.7 is wild, but
16.4% picked.
But Tottenham defence is, like, super solid, isn't it?
Yeah, I know. But then, well, you bloody changed your tune. You were like, mate, they're playing, like, 38 away games.
So I don't think that they're going to win the league.
No.
Because of it. But, I mean, they've still got a super well-organised defence.
Yeah.
And yeah. Me and, I don't know if I talked about this last time or if I was talking about the Gafferazzi pod. Last week, me and Pochettino were in the exact same outfit.
Really?
Like the exact same. We must have brought it at the same shop. Like really? Same set of clothes.
He goes shopping at the charity shop in Windsor as well, does he?
Exactly.
Unbelievable. What's the chance?
Yeah.
I think Ben Davis is going to be good. It's one of the one bandwagon I'm itching to get on, because I've got a little bit of money. I could get rid of like bench fodder and get him in.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? I've got a little bit of money, mate. Do you know what I mean? We got a tweet from FPL Sanchez, one of those weird Twitter accounts.
Yeah.
Like FPL Sausage, FPL Fox, FPL Weasel. Who is best captain and fruit for game week 5?
Who is the best captain? Because I keep picking people that don't play.
Kane, mate. Swansea.
Oh.
Kane at Swansea.
That is a thing, isn't it?
Swansea at home as well, isn't it? Well, as at home as they're ever going to bloody be. Yeah, Kane at Swansea for me is the best. Best fruit Lukaku for game week 8.
Lukaku at home at Everton.
Yeah, it's one of the other, isn't it? It's
one of the other.
In my secret sauce, I'm probably captaining Rooney. Because I just think he's bound to score against United, isn't he?
Shall we talk about the secret sausage thing?
Oh, yeah. So, very quickly, stat number seven of the podcast. Yeah, someone tweeted, and again, another FPL account, tweeted a screenshot of an email that they received saying that, and it turned out to be legit. It was from the Fantasy Premier League saying, we're aware that you're running two teams and this is against the rules. And then it was up for debate. People like, once everyone had realised it was a real, you know, email, they were like, well, why does it matter? But it's because it is a game and it is, you know.
That's what I've been saying the whole time.
It's because I think that they used the same email address or something like that. Or there was no like real distinguishing things. Like my secret sausages are under sort of aliases. So no one can get me on that shit. And I'm never going to fucking win, so it doesn't matter, does it? But yeah, that has rocked the world. That has rocked the FPL community, as they're known on Twitter. Yeah, it's rocked everyone. I didn't really care. I sort of laughed. Thought it was quite funny.
but
that is quite interesting. Très intéressant. Let's have one from Back to Basics. I've just used my wild card, and so trying to save a free transfer, I've uninstalled my FPL apps. What lengths to go to stop yourself tinkering? You're a notorious drunken tinkerer, aren't you? You mucky little sod.
Exactly, yeah.
Yeah.
A few too many cherry beers and a fucking transferring Jones or whatever.
Yeah, a couple too many Baileys and Umbongos.
Yeah, that is such a good idea, though.
That's great, yeah.
I might have a little lock on the website where an hour before, I can't then touch my team.
Can you do that? Oh, you could probably do that. You're a bloody wizard, didn't you? I don't use the app, so I just have to log in.
I've started using it. I use the website.
On the website, yeah. The app's shit.
But I don't think we know.
Just slagging off the FPL website today, aren't we?
I mean,
the app's fucking shit. Yeah, we've all got secret sausages. Go on, fucking arrest us, copper.
That is such a good idea, though. I think that's like the Tinker Ban.
Yeah, I like that. The Tinker Ban. That's good. Yeah. The Tinker Ban. I've given myself a tinker ban. We got a tweet from our friend Fantasy Yurma, from our lovely friend Ryan. According to Wikipedia, Valeri Nemporachi is the most famous name in Turkmen football. With that in mind, why don't arm hairs get split ends? He's just being a silly sausage, isn't he? That's very true, though. Why don't arm hairs get split ends? I've never noticed it. I don't even really know what a split end is. You should know. You've got long hair, haven't you?
I don't really know either.
You don't know? No, don't need to. Do you? No. I quite like that. It's a lot of little philosophical thing that I heard the other day. It blew my mind. It was like, why to go to sleep, do we first need to pretend to be asleep? And I was like, that is amazing. Because it's so true, because you do. You're like, night, and you just lie there with your eyes closed. And I was like, that is so fucking weird, isn't it? So you have to pretend to be asleep to first be asleep.
Oh, my God.
Blew my mind. It was so good. And I was thinking about that the other night. I was just lying in bed, just laughing to myself. And Mrs. was like, what's wrong with you? Just really happy. Yeah, I just thought it was really funny. That was a good one. Let's just do one more. I like this one from Raphael Briand, who is official Gafferazzi.
He was at the Gafferazzi meetup.
Was he?
Yeah.
Lovely.
If you were a Gafferazzi, you could come too.
Yeah.
Or if you just wanted to, you could anyway.
Oh, yeah, because it's a free country. And, you know, as long as you're 18, you can walk into a pub.
Yeah.
But, you know, it doesn't mean that you're going to bloody talk to them.
No,
unless they're subscribed.
Yeah.
No, that's not true. If Craig never comes back from Turkmenistan, who is your first choice for his replacement?
Oh!
Rachel Riley.
Oh really?
Yeah, man. She loves her football.
Does she?
Yeah, she knows a lot more about football than me and you combined, baby. But then so do
And stats, most I guess.
People.
Is she the question time? No, not question time.
Question time.
Question of
snow.
Oh my God. Countdown.
Yes. Very much so. And incredibly attractive. Like, so attractive, it actually makes me a little bit...
Oh, you ruined it now.
A little bit annoyed. Like, yeah. You know when someone's so attractive, like, it actually just angers you?
Yeah.
Like, it gets to the point where you don't even enjoy looking at them because it just makes you so annoyed. A little bit like that.
I think there's a solid chance you'd replace Craig.
Yeah, we did. Well, I had a little Twitter campaign about 18 months ago. I was going, everyone, tweet her, get her on. Very much like the Where's Wallace thing. Hasn't taken off. No one seems to know where Wallace is. We got a good tweet from Matthew Blackwell just really quickly. He said, is Gary Cahill a solid defender because of, or in spite of, his eyes being so close together? Which is very true. And the actual space between Gary Cahill's eyes is very, very, ever so slightly smaller than Steven and Gerrard's forehead.
Stats.
Let's just do a quick couple of emails before we go to our break. D. Williams, Daryl Williams, says, all right, lads, who has been your biggest FPL disappointment so far this season? Sound, Daryl Williams. I like it because he keeps his email short, whereas some people don't, which is fine. No, it's fine. Who's been a massive disappointment? Matic, for me. Everyone said it was going to be a disappointment. I was like, well, he got a lot of fucking points last year. He's only 5 mil. And it's going to be a 3 point week every fucking week for Matic.
Yeah, your mental picking.
And I don't really know what to do. Yeah, I know. But then he was a similar, not the same, but it was very similar last year, wasn't he?
Yeah.
Similar position. And he got like 100-odd points. I was like, for 5 mil, that's decent.
But I mean, then he was playing with Kante, so he's like, makes him practically a striker.
Yeah, true. So yeah, for me, that. What would you say, Ash?
Tadic.
Oh God, that's been the answer to everything. We're just going to call this the Tadic podcast.
Correct.
Yes. That's probably true as well. Finally, just before we go, we got
We got two more.
Yeah. We got an email from Nicholas Burney Hall called The Doctor Returns, because he is a bloody doctor. He's the only doctor that we've ever had email the podcast. He said, hi lads, hope you're well and your arrows are green. I like that. Currently 150th in the league, making me just a three-click wanker. My question to you is, my B in GCSE maths tells me that Kane, 12.4, and Firmino, 8.6, are a similar combined cost as Morata, 10.1, and Jesus, 10.4. Very good points. What is the more viable option in midfield to cover Liverpool and Spurs in comparison to City and Chelsea? Which combination would you rather? I have the Kane and Firmino at the moment, but consistently switching. I would then line up Ali, Mkhitaryan, Salah, Morata, Lukaku, Jesus, covering five of the top teams. P.S. This year is Rolando Aarons' year. Hashtag RA16. All the best, Nick. Nicholas Burney Hall, PhD. All the best. Oh, I didn't even realise. Unbelievable. It's my kind of guy. Maybe he's a tip doctor.
And he's been struck off.
Yes, he has. He's gone. He's gone, unfortunately. Quite an involved email. What are you thinking, mate?
I'm not going to lie. I wish we'd pre-read that.
So do I.
Destroyed my mind.
Yeah.
So.
It's talking about combined points again, isn't it? And what you can do. And yeah, like the more viable option in midfield to cover. It's about coverage and shit.
It is about...
Where's all the emails about, like chicken nuggets and shit?
I think I've figured out what the chicken nugget scenario is. So he's saying you could have Kane and Firmino, but then you'd be missing out on potentially Mane, Salah, Eriksen and Ali, because they all play for Tottenham and Liverpool. Mm. Or you could go for Morata and Jesus, but because they're Chelsea and City...
respectively.
Yeah. There's less of a pile-up, which is the same as Lukaku and Pogba and Mkhitaryan.
Yeah.
So are you better off going for Morata and Jesus?
And evenly spread.
Yeah. So I would... I don't know about Jesus is the thing.
Mm.
Although he is playing on and off, I'd probably stick with Kane and Firmino, to be honest. Although I might go Firmino and Morata. I mean, I literally have. So there you go. That is what I've
done. There you go. That is what you've done.
And then you've got more money to spend on your midfield anyway. And you can take your pick now.
Yeah.
I said do that.
B and GCSE maths.
Yeah.
What'd you get in GCSE maths?
I think a B as well.
Did you? I got a D.
Did you? I got my worst result by a mile. I got something like the only sort of mega low grade I got.
Yeah.
Something like a G or an F. Like one of these ones where it's not even like, it's way off. I don't even know what it means.
Mm.
In a half course. So it was even a half a GCSE.
Half course.
You did half a GCSE in IT of all things.
It's just a GC, isn't it?
Yeah.
Go on.
In IT.
In IT? That's mental.
I know.
You're crazy. Literally wizard.
It was like, I think it was because it wasn't a real thing. It was really? Like, yeah.
I got a U. There you go. I got a U in my art. Because I did this 10-hour, it was in 2 5-hour things, it was a 10-hour thing, it was like, draw what's in your mind. So in the corner, I just drew like a little brain, and then I just drew like, and at the time, I just like, you know, it was just like packets of fags, and like women, and like, you know, rappers, and alcohol, and stuff like that, because I was like, you know, 15 and cool. Yeah, and I did all this, and it took me 10 hours, it was like the best picture ever. And then at the end, I just thought, well, fuck that, I'm just going to take it home. That took me out 10 hours. So I just rolled it up and took it home, got a U.
What?
And they went afterwards, they went, well, you could have, we would have given it back to you.
Are you serious?
Yeah. My mum's still got it.
Wow, that's good.
Yeah. Yes. Do you want us to do one more quick email just before we went?
So we got an email from a friend of the show, and he's been on it before, if you cast your mind back, Michael Dravniak.
Oh, yeah. It was like season one.
And he is the original winner of Neil versus Real.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh,
that
God.
Is a fact.
Golly gosh. Right. If you don't know what that's all about, cast your... Yeah, go back. Go back and listen.
So, he's been playing draft in his work league, and somebody has basically figured out, they've done the Da Vinci Code of draft and have basically completed it.
Okay.
So, I don't know if it's still... if you can still do it in your draft league or... if you can replicate this, but this is genius. So they've got a guy who's come in there, and they weren't sure if he's into football. And they started up a draft league, and he got first pick in the draw.
The whole thing, yeah.
Yeah. And he picked, Jesus James.
Oh, yeah.
James from Newcastle.
Yeah.
And they almost missed who he'd picked as his second pick, because everyone was Googling who the fuck that is. And it's a 32-year-old Spanish left back.
Okay.
Who played 5 times last year. I see. And he thought the higher number their ranking was, the better they were.
Oh, right.
So he picked like literally like, it was like, oh, he's ranked 1,000th in the draw. So he picked him first.
Mm.
So clearly he wasn't totally down on his draft football. So they all thought like, the guy doesn't know what he's talking about. Then he changed his team name to Brighton FC and replaced his entire team with the Brighton squad.
Yeah.
So now his draft
team... literally his team is just the Brighton team.
Yeah, because there's no 3-player limit, is there?
Oh, right. Okay, yeah.
And you could probably do this with loads of teams because there'll be loads of players that people haven't picked up.
Yeah.
But now he's absolutely smashing it. He got 52 points this week.
Yeah, he would have done, wouldn't he? Hemed and Groch.
Yeah.
Grochy.
Where is in, like Mike, who's put loads of effort in and who's got... obviously picked up Lukaku first round. Got Punch and King Shaqiri.
Incredible.
Oh, Asda Laqueta, who probably was his like second round pick.
Yeah.
Got 38 points. So
amazing.
Maybe that's the...
there's a little draft tip for you.
Imagine doing that in Togger. Just go back. Pick the whole like Swansea team.
Yeah.
Like, you get tons of points.
Yeah, that's very true.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like that. There you go. Tips. Tip number eight.
Also, if you're doing a draft, you want to pick a low number is the order.
Yeah. Yeah. Tip like, number nine.
He must have gone like, I can't believe Lukaku's ranked one. I'm not going to do that. I'm going to go for this guy. He's ranked 1,000. That must be really good.
846. Wowzers. Yeah, there you go. Thanks very much. That concludes part two. We're going to be back for a quick little part three where we're going to preview game week five, give you a couple of tips. There is no quiz, obviously, because Craigo's not here. He's in Turkmenistan. Ahoy! That's a greeting in Turkmenistanian.
Yeah.
Turkmenistanian's not a thing. I looked it up, a little phrase book. We shall see you in a couple of minutes' time. Hi everyone, People's Champion Tom Holmes here. I just wanted to remind you that the Gaffer Tapes are going live. That's right, the UK's biggest fantasy football podcast are going live. Tuesday 24th of October at the Phoenix Artist Club, Soho. Just go to thegaffertapes.com/tickets or go to the Phoenix Artist Club website to get your tickets to the fantastic Gaffer Tapes live. It's going to be brilliant. Experience live all the laughs. Ha ha ha! The in-jokes, avocado, and Ash's hair. So come down and see it all. Hello and welcome back to the final part of the Gaffer Tapes Fantasy Football Podcast. We're going to look ahead to Game Week 5, which is upcoming. First and foremost, it's a Friday. Bloody kickoff, mate.
Oh, early kickoff. Super early.
Super early.
Super early.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's early again. It's because it's on Friday, but it's not actually early.
Well, it is early compared to Saturday.
Yeah, but it's not
date-wise.
As far as Friday as an entity itself goes.
Yeah, it's not 11 a.m. Friday.
No, it's...
Okay, earlier kickoff.
Earlier than usual, day-wise, not hour-wise. And that's tip 10.
Yeah.
That's your 10th tip. There you go. That's what you pay your money for.
Oh, so some sort of seaside derby affair.
I think it's known as the seaside derby affair when they meet, yeah. Yeah, Bournemouth-Brighton is your early kickoff. You got a fancy Brighton there. Bournemouth in terrible form.
Do you think so?
Yeah, definitely.
Oh,
your little
yeah.
4.9 mil matey mush up front.
Yeah.
You know, that might be a decent tip. Yeah. And that might be Tommy's tip.
Yeah.
You never know, that might be Tommy's tip of the week. Yeah, I quite fancy that. Obviously, Bournemouth, yeah, looking terrible. Brighton, not in the... Well, I mean, they maybe the floodgates have opened. They scored three goals. The first three goals in one game. Groggers.
Yeah.
Grubby.
Yeah. He sounds like a bit like a goblin.
Yeah, I don't really know. So potentially that. Then rudderless Palace. Although we're saying rudderless, we've just heard in between segments 2 and 3, Roy signed.
What a shitfest.
What an owl faced moron. I like Roy.
Probably won the league, yeah.
I do like Roy.
Before he was England manager, he was good.
Yeah.
So maybe
I thought I quite liked him as England manager up until like the end.
Did you?
Yeah, up until the Euros.
Where
we were shit.
Yeah, but before that he had some good success with a couple of teams, didn't he? So
I think it'll take him a while to now I'm yawning. I think it'll take him a while to get into swing of things with Palace. So that's why I'm going to keep Gabbiadini one more game week.
I don't know, because they've got a good team, haven't they? Last year they looked fine. I don't know.
They did after we watched them in the VIP box.
True.
That's all it was.
Maybe we can get back in there and then.
It's like the opposite of Harry Kane's hoodoo. It's the doo doo.
Exactly. I mean, after we went there, I'm sure that New Amsterdam's vodka's the dial just went, sails went out of the roof. So maybe they'll, maybe they can't get us back.
Yeah, maybe that's it.
It's like the supply chain can't deal with it.
We can't deal with the amount of influence that the gaffer tapes have.
Yeah, so maybe that's why Palace, sorry, you're going to get relegated because we can't go back.
Yeah, maybe that's what it is.
It's all about supply chain.
The supply chain. Right, Huddersfield, Leicester. Leicester, decent. You know, they've been playing well, like we said earlier.
It's weird, this one, isn't it?
Because Vardy there.
At the start of the season, you'd have picked Leicester for this. But now, Huddersfield are the one with the better form,
aren't they? Yeah, Huddersfield are looking decent at the back. Obviously, you know, the West Ham game, you know, was it a slip-up? Was it a sign of things to come? Are they a flash in the pan? Are they the talk of the town? Who knows? Liverpool are out to prove something against Burnley.
How tired they are from Champions League football.
Yes, potentially. They've got no Mane. They might be a little bit tired. Salah has gone yellow.
Yeah.
The colour of Salah cream.
Oh.
So, that's an example of the sort of jokes that I'm able to generate. Burnley, will he score? Would he? Who knows? Two jokes in a row.
I think, although Burnley's away form has been better than their home form this year so far, which is weird.
Yeah.
I guess you've got a fancy Liverpool there, haven't you?
Yeah, I would say so. I mean, Liverpool have looked decent.
Although their defence is shocking, isn't it?
To that. Yeah, that's the problem, you know, and Wood can slice through a defence like a hot knife through butter, mate.
Yeah, announced the Liverpool lineup, they didn't get Van Dijk, it does sound pretty comedy.
Yeah.
And they go through, like, especially the Mignolet goal. Yeah, I'm not sure.
Yeah, it is shocking, isn't it? Newcastle Stoke. Newcastle, two wins on the bounce. I don't really know.
It's difficult to tell with Stoke as well.
It's a tough one, isn't it?
Every week you look at the Stoke team and you're like, this is amazing. But none of their amazing players ever do it.
No. See, going to Stoke, I would fancy Stoke there, but I'm not too sure. I think Stoke's a tough place to go and get a result. Obviously, United struggled on Saturday.
Yeah. I think this might be quite an open game. I think. I feel like SA might get a goal there.
Yeah.
A little feeling, a little sneaky.
Okay. Watford City. I quite like that game. Watford are flying high.
Yes.
City are coming off a big win.
Yeah, a couple of them.
I think a few goals there.
Yeah, I could see that.
I see a few goals. As can I in West Brom, West Ham.
Oh, I'm not sure what that is.
The West Fest.
That is going to be one for the voyeurs of high-flying balls. Oh, the West Ham game last night was literally like watching a game of volleyball.
Really?
They literally, the entire time they were playing head tennis.
Really? Oh.
It's outrageous.
Yeah, I did hear someone say it was a bit of a shocker to watch.
Yeah, it was like terrible.
Yeah. Spurs Swansea, for me, is the sort of stick out, you know, fixture there for sort of FPL wise if you've got a few Spurs players as I do.
Swansea on TV again, I guess.
Yeah.
Which
is nice. Because they're Welsh, isn't it?
Yeah, they won Sunday, weren't they? Because they got Renato Sanchez now.
Yes.
And Bonnie back.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't do them much good today.
No. But it might take a while to get in. But, I mean, Bonnie does score goals, doesn't he? You know?
Yeah.
But will he do it against Spurs?
Probably not.
I'm not sure. The big game of the weekend, though, Chelsea-Arsenal. I'm going to watch that down the pub on Sunday, if you want to come.
I'm away.
Well, I'll ask the listener then. If you want to come down to a pub in Windsor with me and Kidney Rob, put yourself down. Chelsea-Arsenal. I don't know how that one's going to... Oh, like 2-1 Chelsea, maybe? I don't know. That's going to be a tough
really
one.
Really difficult to tell.
It's one of them, though, but it wouldn't surprise me if we beat them. And suddenly it's like, wow, Wenger's got everything together. And then we go and get jizzed on by someone else. And that's Sunday. The final game, very interesting, I think, United Everton. And as I said, I can't remember if I said it on air or off air, Rooney and my secret sausage, my highly illegal secret sausage, little goal. I might armband him.
But he's going to be either way, isn't it? Because then it's Lukaku's on the other side.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Yeah. It's what's known as the, double transponstance.
Transponstance.
Yeah. The opposite's. Of all that stuff.
Opposites attract.
Yeah.
I think Lukaku is 57% picked.
Mm-hmm.
So I think 57% of people might be capped armbanding him.
Yeah,
but
I'm going to go armband Kane. Kane at home to Swansea over Lukaku at home to Everton. It's going to be fucking tough one, isn't it? That's going to be my conundrum every game week.
I think maybe if United were playing away Everton, where Everton might try and play against them a bit more.
Yeah.
But I suppose at United, they're going to try and shut up shop, aren't they?
Yeah, I think so.
But then that'll mean...
I fancy Rooney to sneak a little goal. I fancy it.
Yeah, I think they both might score.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I could definitely see Lukaku. I can see Lukaku scoring pretty much in every game.
Yeah.
30-plus goals this season, Premier League.
Just going to get so many opportunities, if nothing else.
Yeah, and opportunities make the man. Simple as that. So there we go. That is... Oh, yeah. Let's have a little quick little tip before we go, mate. What do you fancy? Who do you fancy as your little tip? You just said one that sounded quite interesting and intellectual, didn't you?
Did I?
Yeah, man.
I said Tadic.
You going to say Tadic?
No, I'm not. I'm going to say Tadic.
Oh.
Who was it? What? When?
I can't remember now.
I'm just going to play it safe. Just Lukaku at home.
That's my tip. That shouldn't even count as a tip.
Is,
all right, okay.
Are we picking...
I'm going Kane at home.
I struggle with this because I'm... I think I view stuff in a more long term. I really struggle week to week. Like over the course of five games, I'm good at picking people.
Mm.
But I'm terrible at picking my captain each week.
Yeah.
Because I can't... I just see week to week, I'm not very good, I don't think.
No.
Do
you know what? I'm going to try and sound clever and I'm going to go Grog. Grobr.
Oh, yeah.
Groch. Yeah. Just because we've talked about him a lot.
I think maybe...
Way to Bournemouth, I fancy that. What do you reckon?
If he plays, actually, I'm going Tadic.
Tadic. Well, let's do that. It's clever. It's clever. But I'm also sticking a little thing by Rooney, just in case. Just in case, because I can see him scoring against United. I think that'll be a thing. There we go. Thus concludes the Game Week 5 podcast. Hope you enjoyed. Next week, we have a special guest, mate.
Oh, let's put big asterisks next to it, because every time we have a special guest, it fucks up.
No. But this is more of a confirmed one.
Oh.
As in, she was like, yeah, it's fine.
Okay.
We have presenter, broadcaster and journalist Nicola McCarthy is on, who is fantastic. We'll tweet her, she's got a lot more followers than we have, but we'll tweet her her little showbill thing that's on there. It's fucking brilliant. Yeah.
Oh, really?
Like, yeah, it's just all her, I think she works or has worked for Man City TV, and it's her interviewing Aguero and the like.
Oh, wow.
So she'll be used to sort of consummate pros like us.
Yeah, exactly.
And then, we've also got a guest confirmed for the week after, but we might keep that one secret because that's a long way away, so that might actually not work.
Yeah.
But yeah, we've been guest hunting recently, and it's going to be a good few weeks of lovely, lovely guests up until just before we go.
Craig comes back from fucking tech minister.
Craig, if he ever comes back. Up until the Gaffer Tapes Live on October the 24th, and you can still get your tickets at the Phoenix Artist Club. Just go to thegaffertapes.com/tickets. Come and join in the bloody hilarity.
Yes.
And the fun and all that stuff. So, thank you very much. Ash, do you want to say anything before we go?
I want to thank our patrons.
Of course you bloody do.
All right, here we go. Thank you to Pat, Colin, Adam, James, Elliot, Joe, Frederick, Dan, Chris, Ash, Stuart, Edward, Carmen, Ian, Raphael, Luke, Jesus, Gare, Jason, Peter, Henry, Chuck, Heath, James, Martin, Jack, Dave, Sam, Oscar, Dan, Sabs, new one, and Johnny Worthington. I think there's so many, we might have to stop thanking
them. There's so many, and you said Jesus in between there, and it made it sound like Jesus was one of the patrons.
Oh.
But he's not. Thank you very much for listening. Hopefully Craig will be back next week with our lovely guest Nicola. And if not, then there'll be three of us anyway. And, you know, she can just have Craig's job if you want.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, why not? But, thank you very much for listening. Follow us on Twitter at The Gaffer Tapes. Send us an email, info@thegaffertapes. Tweet us your balls. Let us know what you think of all the bloody podcast. And everyone can tweet Craig and go much better without you, even though it probably wasn't.
Yeah.
And we waffled far too much, but
and goodbye.